I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right. We are all back in our respective corners. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Eavesdrop Podcast, episode 215. My name is Delamar, along with Monica Francesca in Makati. We got Jelly Victor in Taguig and Mr. Jude Rocha in Pasig. I am in Utah, but all together for this episode today, a Sunday morning being recorded Sunday morning in Manila, Saturday here in Utah. We are here for you. Let's see what we got for this episode. Hello, everybody.
Hi. Everything, everywhere, all at once.
All at once. Hi, Gels.
Let it
Hello,
commence.
Hello, Della Mama. Hi. I like it that people, when they repost stuff about our podcast, they're now calling you Della Mama as well.
I do.
They're so cute.
Hello. Back in our comfort zone.
I know. Uh-oh. Far away from each other.
I can read you. Si Jude
talaga. So, parang masyado kang masaya eh.
Mas okay masyado yata.
Masaya.
He also relishes the idea. He also relishes the idea that he doesn't have to be near us.
It's all too clear.
So am I getting this right? The offer of TPN for us to be recording in studio, at least for the three of us, that's a no-go, Jude?
Is there money involved?
Is money exchanging hands?
Nasa kontrata ba yun?
This Eve doesn't leave the house for less than 100,000.
No! 100,000 what? What denomination?
Yeah, that's a question.
Sige. In this economy, pwede din pesos.
Oh, pwede na rin. Bakit hindi? Tayo pa ba ang hindi sa pera?
Yen? Oo. All right. Anyway, we are back. And it feels good. The aftermath of what I feel like and what everybody felt like a very long January. A never-ending January.
Really?
Did you get to see all those memes?
No. Why do people feel that way?
You haven't seen.
I did.
Oh, daming memes na parang, di ba, the calendar of January, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hanggang 31. Pero this calendar was hanggang 45.
Because that's what it felt like for a lot of people. And the power of suggestion.
For sure.
See, the power of suggestion, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like everybody collectively felt it. And then when somebody put it out there, like, oh, yeah.
Because I didn't even know about this meme. And let me tell you, January was, oh my lordy, what eventful.
Akala ko tapos na. Oo, akala ko tapos na, sabi ko. Ano, closing scene na nung, ano, nung movie, eh, di ba? Okay na siya. May post-credits.
No, so January felt very long for me. Very long. It's as if I traveled lifetimes. My God,
but you did though.
But I did though. Yes, I did.
You did, though. How about you, Jels? How was January for you?
I felt naman like, oh my gosh, it's February already? Like, it flew by too quickly for me.
Okay, nice.
Oh, really? You were having a great time.
And I think I'm avoiding Instagram. Well, I'm not on any other social media platform anyways. At least I'm not active on Facebook. I'm not on TikTok. Oh, hugs. That's the best part of every day. Okay, just so the listeners know, Harper came in to hug Del, and it's a very tight hug.
Yeah. They still can't get over kasi na I'm back.
Aww.
So they don't want to let me out of their sight.
Understandable.
Anyway, so you didn't feel like it was long. For you, it was fast. January was
fast.
Yeah,
like, wow. 1 month down already. Like, parang kailan lang we were celebrating Christmas and New Year and first month is already gone. At least that's how I feel.
That was, we have Chinese New Year coming up.
Yep. And I'm still not done decluttering. Goodness me.
If you feel like you didn't start it off on the right foot, you got a second take. Chinese New Year. Hi, babe.
Hello, hi, beautiful. Ako nakikita Chinese New Year ako every single year because I could never get things done before January 1st.
Hey, also, you're part of a Chinese family, technically.
Oh, true. So,
mag-celebrate talaga kayo niya.
Kaya talagang naka-red pag Chinese New Year and birthdays, bawal lang white for any celebration.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bawal white.
Yeah.
Bawal white.
Funeral is
four is discouraged.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, four.
Always grab anything that has eights on it or it adds up to an eight.
Ano or it's a round, round thing.
Round stuff. You have to have the sticky
tree.
Bits.
the
sticky,
sticky bits,
stuff.
Yes.
The orange tree.
Yes. Know, yes. Sticky celebrations.
Ikoy.
Ikoy.
Mm-hmm.
So this will come out heading into the Year of the Dragon festivities. This episode,
the wood dragon.
Oh, it's your year, Monica.
No, I'm a fire dragon, and I have yet to like do a deep dive on how the year of affects
the
actual
water
dragons.
Other dragons. Because if it's water,
there's something competing there.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're
I'm not sure what kind of energy that is. So I got to read into it. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll do that soon. Oh, we should have done it now.
I know, diba? It would have been...
Pre-prod.
Pre-prod.
Hulaan na lang natin. Ganun naman.
Oo, pwede. So I think...
several websites have already released the forecasts for the different animal signs. I can look into that. But very short ones. But for me, especially since my dad and I, for years, like we would collect every time the Chinese New Year is coming in, the Lunar New Year is coming in, he would collect all of the dailies that would have a Chinese horoscope special. Mm. He loved to do that. That was our thing. And I would read it. If it's not good for the year of the horse, I just think, oh, I don't subscribe to this. So it doesn't affect me. I only get what's good. You know, I'm going to, I'll keep it in mind if it works in my favor. If not, I'll let go. I don't subscribe to it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So now I just check if I don't like it, if it's not talking about abundance coming in or good health and happiness and, you know, prosperity and all that. It's okay. I don't believe that. Hindi magaling tong taong to.
May escape valve naman yung sa akin yung nabasa ko, which is from the South China Morning Post because I follow them on Instagram. And I came across several of their forecasts. Now, if you want me to read yours, I can pull theirs
up.
Yes,
please. Yes, I'm just going to close the door because I really need to give you my full attention.
Serioso pala kayo? Ano ba yan?
With the Jude Rocha voice. And I'm going to go, I got to pee. So I want to also give you my full attention.
Don't
hold on.
Wait.
Don't leave me.
So look it up.
So you checked yours, Jels?
Yeah, I did. It was good naman. It was okay. Yeah. At least the one that I remember, I know it's good. And I'm already projecting and manifesting that this is going to be a good year because it adds up to an 8. So, yun na lang iisipin ko.
Well, that's what they say. The whole, that's the what they say, 2024.
2024. Numerology wise, it's a good year.
They say
and
even.
Go on.
Sir, even astronomically, there are like planetary alignments that are kind of big heading into 2024. A lot of the planets are going direct for well, just that 2024 is supposed to be an abundant year because it adds to 8. And it's like the 8 is like the infinity symbol, right? So it's supposed to be for everyone. But even the Earth in itself is experiencing astronomically big changes in the sky. Wow. So, you know, seems to coincide.
I'm already expecting that many of the venues are booked. There are probably several, well, not necessarily, but because for the Chinese, they have to check the compatibility of the bride and groom for a specific date. But for other places, I'm pretty sure they're booking 8-8-2024 because that's going to be 8-8-8.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, August 8, 2024 is going to be 8-8-8.
Let me do something fun on that day.
Well, we always do something great that weekend. It's usually a weekend because it's Tyler's birthday on the 6th. We're always in Wyoming at that time of the year. I don't know what this year is going to bring, though. Natatakot akong tanungin.
Siya nagpaplano. Siya nagpaplano.
Nai-excite kang tanungin, Del. Huwag ka nang matakot.
Actually, the truth is I'm not fearful. It's just not it's just not a walk in the park. But
that's my girl. She's not fearful.
I'm not fearful. Things will happen whether I want them or not, right?
Let the lion out.
By the way, have you watched Fargo yet, like I told you?
No,
like
I'm watching Griselda.
Like the accent.
I finished
have you
Fargo
seen it? Jude Fargo. Right? Oh my god.
That's pretty good this season. John Hamm.
You have to watch it.
Juno Temple.
So wait, Del, what are you watching? The
Griselda.
Griselda.
Oh, Griselda. Oh.
One at a time. The one with Sophia.
So okay. Yeah, I
mean. So it's really good.
Ang galing, di ba?
Magaling siya. But I didn't know there was one with Catherine Zeta-Jones. Like, I don't know, maybe 2017 or something. Came out also.
Series?
With a Griselda, I don't know if it was a series or a movie. I'm not sure. Pero si Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I don't know what you see that.
My question is,
a little bit.
I have seen the real photo of Griselda.
Malayo.
She doesn't look.
Oh, malayo.
Yung mga naiinis kay Griselda na real life. Swerte mo naman yung mga nagpe-play sa
iyo. The ones who play you.
Oo nga.
Yeah, well, they need to make it attractive for people to want to watch it.
But wow!
Excuse me. I mean, look, Theron won an Academy looking like that for Monster.
Yeah. Monster.
Yeah. Hindi ba nila pwedeng gawin yun si Sophia?
Hindi kasi nobody's gonna watch it. Jell's right. Nobody's gonna watch that show. Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Seryoso kayo? Ano lang to?
Yes,
basic
Jude.
Lang to eh.
We're stretching for you.
Stretching? What do you mean?
To prepare.
Ah, okay. This is...
What is it from? South? What?
The
Only Morning Post. Can do that to Jude.
SCMP. South China Morning Post.
I think I read them too for the... these things.
So but I came across their
credible sila.
Credible, but sa Hong Kong, yeah.
Hindi ba?
One of the. Anyway, okay. Who do we start with? Dragon. Just let me know.
Dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah.
All right. Dragon.
Okay.
Dragon. Jaan.
Oh no.
Oh, including my daughter.
No.
Yeah. So okay.
Also.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So 217 are your lucky numbers.
I'm going to write this down too. Like separately? 2, 1, and 7?
2 and 7.
Oh, 2 and 7.
The numbers 2 and 7.
7, like my BTS boys. Okay, good. Good thing that I have it tattooed on my wrist.
By and then 2, just like you and Jungkook.
Is that new?
Just the two of you.
Ink? No, that's during pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a purple heart with a 7.
Kala ko na nakalean ka sa stamp pad ng ano mo.
Nadumi.
Sometimes that happens and I'm like, oh.
Ito, paid. Supplier paid.
That was kasi may stamp pad niya. It happens. True story.
yung stamp pad ni Monica, maraming zero, by the way. So.
Oo nga, daming zero.
Lucky color is white. Lucky, what is this? Element is okay. Rose gold.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
And dragons offend 2 different Thai shu this year. Oh my goodness. This is Hong Kong centric. What's that? Oh, you've read this the same, similar? What's Thai
because shu? It's like the energy. It's like the parang dragon against dragon. It's not good or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
They're not exactly. They don't play in.
Mm.
So be prepared for a few bumps ahead. They should boost their luck with auspicious events such as getting married.
What the? You're just saying that.
Starting a family.
Then. Auspicious events.
Save the date. 8/8.
Oh, yun nga. Sabi ko, I told you I was gonna do something special.
I'll get married.
On 8/8.
Get married.
Well, let's not go too far.
Okay? Meron pa.
Auspicious. Oh. Daming mga auspicious events.
Ito. Alam ko, ito. Nagbabala ka. Buying property.
Ayun! Yan. So, ano, ang groundbreaking mo mon is 8/8. 8/8/8.
Ayun.
Or sige, starting a business.
Oh, sige, isa pa. Okay, let's go.
Why not? More work.
Why not? All right.
There is a lucky star that will also help with promotions and progression in their career. So that's for the dragon.
Thank you. The dragon.
The dragon.
The mondragon.
I'm trying to. Okay, fine.
Pag si Monica, dragon.
Kung sinong master or mistress gumawa na ito, wala eh. So just take it as you would. Anything. Complete strangers tell you when you run across
with
them.
With a grain of salt.
Yeah. Of Himalayan salt. Sino pa? Who's next?
Horsey.
Giddy up. For 2024. The year of the horse. Jelly Victor. Lucky numbers are 3 and 8.
Ooh, I love those numbers.
Lucky color, light green. And your lucky element is emerald, which kind of, you know, jives with the
it's
light green.
Yeah.
Green-minded ka ngayon this 2024.
Lagi niyo makikita ngayon sa podcast, naka-green na, tapos todo jade and emerald.
Emerald Avenue, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, natambay na ako doon. Kakain sa Emerald Garden.
Basta may emerald, ano ka na, punta ka sa Emerald City, which is Sydney, I think.
Wag amber, ha?
Remember,
the color is green, okay?
Wag amber spaghetti. This will be a good year for horses to expand their horizon. Their lucky stars will help them overcome obstacles. But there are also cursed stars that will lead to accidents. So stay away from high risk water sports such as scuba diving and jet skiing this year. Pang sosyalin tong mga activities na to.
Noted.
Hanggang beach ka lang, Jelly.
Hindi naman kasama paddleboarding. I'm safe.
Hindi. Magpaitim ka na lang sa, sa beach. Other cursed stars will affect the home and interpersonal relationships. That's kind of vague when they write it like that. Other cursed stars. So, okay. Horse.
Noted.
Ano ba si Delamar?
Ox.
May ox ba dito?
Teka,
gawa tayo.
Robin of Judah. They do not be as malevolent as that.
Teka lang, nawawala. Hindi pa naglo-load. Mahinang signal dito sa kuweba. I'll read mine first until this thing loads.
Are you a dog?
I'm a doggy. Okay, dog. Lucky numbers 1 and 6 for the dogs out there. Black, lucky color. And onyx is the lucky. Oh, so may tema nga, no?
Lucky color at yung stone. Pinagtutugma niya.
Yes. Dogs conflict with the guardian deity this year. Hello, Goosebumps. Wow. And should use auspicious events, getting married, starting a family, buying property, or starting a business to wash the bad luck away. So, kailangan kong gumastos ng
tatawa. In other words, spend.
Ay, ay, ay. Unfortunately, dogs don't have lucky stars to help them. So, they will have to rely on themselves for a lot of things. I see. Okay.
Uh-huh. He's getting cranky at the paper, okay?
Nabasa ko na to, nabubwisit uli ako. There is also a big cursed star that will affect their finances this year. So avoid any aggressive investments. Yan, eh, buti na lang. Hindi naman kalakihan ng ating bank account. So, wala tayong mga... Teka, ay mag-load ah. So, ox,
sabi ng universe, I'm sorry, kid. I no amount of things I predict can prepare you.
Okay. Here. One more. Oh, you got it, Monica?
No, send me the link. I'll try to load
it. On the Instagram lang naman.
It's an IG. Yeah, I'm just reading Year of the Wood Dragon 2024 for
SCMP. Para consistent, dapat yung ano.
Oo nga eh, sandali.
And I can use
Are you
it
on
here.
A, your, oh sige, Instagram ka?
Yeah, okay, I'm reading off. I'll pull up Instagram here.
Okay.
On my,
SCMP. SCMP.
Hindi, ito na, I found it.
News? You found it. Go for it.
Go do it.
Unless you want to do it.
No.
Para tayong nagla-live stream na ito ah.
I Ganti know. Ganti
Okay, ox Ito. for okay. Della Mama.
Yes, sir.
2 and 7 are your lucky numbers.
I heard this before. Uh-oh. Akay, Monica. Yes,
lucky color is red, and therefore your lucky element is ruby.
Ruby Rodriguez.
That's my birthstone.
Okay. Tarubs. Oxen clash with a Tai Shu this year, so be prepared for a lot of misunderstanding and bad gossip. But they will reap the rewards of work they have put in.
Wow.
Fortunately, there are a lot of lucky stars that will help overcome obstacles. So, pengin namang lucky star dyan. Wala ako eh.
Bigyan ko kayo, tig-isa.
Paambo naman.
Bigyan mo ako lucky star, bigyan ko sa'yo curse star.
Trade tayo.
Trade.
Wala akong iti-trade. Wala akong ibibigay. Bad stars will affect health and home, particularly for those who live with elderly family members. For the ox. Ox manox, as Del would say frequently.
Ox manox?
Doon pala galing yun, Del Amar.
Tigas sa ulo.
Tawag na lang kayo ng 1-888-EVES. Eves, kung gusto nyong basahan namin kayo ng kanyang forecast sa darating na Year of the Dragon.
5 pesos per minute, okay?
Ano na yun? Good deal na yun. 5 piso, ano ba yan? Ano
mo bibili natin? Oo, sige, 10. Ano? Anong gusto mo?
Gawin mong, ano, dollar.
$5. Okay, $5.
$5
a minute. That's not toll free.
Anyway, have an auspicious year.
Yes.
In a few days. It's a holiday. For us here in the Philippines, and for certainly those countries who celebrate the Lunar New Year, ay ng China ng Lunar New Year, pero maraming countries, katulad ng Vietnam, and marami pang iba. So, ang magse-celebrate Singapore, ganyan.
Uh-oh. It's a long weekend for the Pinoys, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, Sinin Phailok.
What did you say?
I just greeted them for the New Year. Sinin Phailok. Bago ko makalimutan ng tuluyan.
Oo nga, kasi totoo na, you forget. Even if you, when you're there, you remember everything. Just you forget.
And I was reminded again because when we went there,
one for your birthday,
cleaning ladies, yeah, was she was so nice every day. She'd have a big smile, and you know that is so against
that's rare
against the type.
Yeah,
yeah,
in China,
especially
yeah, that's
in,
right
in HK, and ang ano niya si Tai yata ang pangalan niya, TAI or something. Anyway, so since pwede na magbigay ng lisi, ayun. Yun yung narinig ko siyang mag-greet ng Sinin Phailok.
What is that? Is it
that's
Cantonese?
Cantonese. And ano ba? Putonghua version, the it's similar din. Iba lang yung spelling. Mm. And the Mandarin version, mm. it's just variations of, parang pagandahan sila ng spelling. Ganun eh.
Okay.
Pero
okay,
this one comes
sense.
Straight from a guy I, you know, I befriended Sinin back Phailok. There.
Legit, man. It's legit.
Can't wait. I'm going to do a deep dive on my Chinese horoscope later.
Ako parang, no thanks.
No thanks.
No thanks, okay? No thanks for me.
I just got to go with the flow.
But it's going to only mean something if you actively do something about it. If you read your forecast. So, anong, but just for fun, for info, like what we did.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm. Fun.
Diba? Like if it's gonna
tayo, ako, I'm sure I'm gonna forget about it.
Biglang quiet.
So quiet. Awkward silence.
Oo nga. Kasi iniisip nyo ba yung sa inyo?
Kasi parang I don't, when you think about it, diba? Kasi sometimes you get obsessed with these things, like, okay, wanting Mm-mm. to know what's gonna happen.
Mm-mm.
And it's kind of counterproductive because whatever is happening now.
Mm-mm.
Everything that's, and every moment to moment is its own thing. And it will bring mm-hmm. you to wherever it's supposed to bring you. Whether you know about it or not. Mas mabuti na nga right. sa akin, ha, that I didn't know what I was heading towards. Because I would have run the other way, guys.
Yeah.
No, it's so true. It's so true. Yeah.
Diba?
That's why, head first. Go.
Uh-uh. Kasi kaya mo naman eh. Sa totoo lang. You just don't want to. Because these are, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes we think about the biggest hurdles in life and you just don't want it. But the truth is, if it's not this year, it's going to be another mm-hmm. year, right?
Exactly. Don't run from it.
Don't run from it. It is here when it is here. And so it makes no sense to always try to look. Whether you're looking at the past, which does not exist, it's a concept now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the future is never here. Tomorrow is never here. The really only moment you know is right here, right now. So just live. If you're fine today, then that's good enough. Maybe that good moment will bring you to another good moment. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't rob
the other way
of this moment.
Yeah. Yes,
that's why you
exactly.
what?
Exactly.
That's why I didn't hear.
You don't rob yourself of this moment.
Mm.
Like what we're doing,
yeah.
you know, specifically right now. Kahit na sinabi kong mas komportable akong nandito ako, hindi naman eh. Diba? Alam naman natin yun. Na-enjoy ko yung company nyo.
No.
We believe that.
Seryoso?
Ay, ibang reaction yun ha. Usually, ulul, gago.
We're all too willing to believe you, you know. It's like, okay,
we're
believe this
accepting right away, Jude. That's a rarity, so we accept.
So, Del, you said in our last few episodes that you were here, that you were going into a Vipassana, and I'm sure those who were aware of it would want to know how it went. Was there any instance where you decide, where you were thinking, entertaining the idea that you were there for 10, was it short days, long days, that you questioned your, the whole thing, the whole shebang?
Your decisions in life.
I wanted to phone a friend. Come pick me up.
Come pick me up.
Get me out of here.
Yeah.
And you'll be tagged right as one of those that didn't make it.
That didn't make it. Actually, the batch before us, I don't know when that was, but I think there were people who left. Three people who left. So they were telling us that this batch, no, there was no fallout. So
strong.
Going into it, I knew that no matter how hard it was going to be, I gave myself no back door. Seriously, it's like, I want to do it. I know it's going to be hard. I have no delusions about it. And I'm going to just suck it up and do it. So that was on my mind, right? Because we moved, my husband moved heaven and earth in our lives for me to make it to Manila in January. So I didn't think about it. However, so I got there. Hinatid ako ni Sir Al. Can I just thank Monica and Al, who I don't know what good karma I have, but they decided to take me. So ang naghatid sa akin si Al. Ang sumundo sa akin si Monica. Talagang,
mom and dad.
Oh, mom and dad. Sabi ko, ano kaya ito in another lifetime, no? Anyway. So, I get there and we start talking. So, it's the opening. We were being oriented on what to do, what we're expected not to do, etc. And then it was time to go into the meditation hall that evening. So, this is day zero. We haven't done the thing yet. So lights were dimmed. We were all told where to sit. Now, where you're told to sit is your seat for the whole 10 days. You don't change anymore. So lights are dimmed. I took my cue from everybody and I closed my eyes. Everybody was in meditating position. And then a disembodied voice of a man named Goenka came on the speaker and he started chanting. Like, and then he would trail off with a guttural sound. And I don't know what it was, but I wanted to bolt. Like, in my mind, I looked at the door. I'm like, shit, I know it's late because it was like 7. I'm going to call Monica. This is all wrong. This is not what I signed up for. No. This is wrong. Yeah, and it was like everything was telling me, get out now.
While you can,
woman. And it took me a lot to stay in that moment because it felt like, I don't know. I guess the mind knew it was going to be confronted one way or another and probably don't want to. So, and then I went, we finished the meditation. We went and said, okay, from here on out, no more talking. Nah. So, the no talking is probably the easiest part for me, honestly. I was telling the guys, because an introverted person like me feels a little bit of stress when I meet new people. I feel like there's a contract between them and I need to uphold mine. And this stresses an introvert very much because they would rather just listen to themselves, you know, and deal with themselves, which is a lot already. But the experience, I think everyone's been asking me, so what happened? And I did not come out of it levitating. It's not what happened. Trying to explain what happened to me in the 10 days is like trying to catch the whole rain in one hand. And every time I try to articulate what's happening or what happened, feels like I sound crazy. I sound crazy, or I've lost my mind. I've lost my marbles finally. But the ironic thing is, in closing my eyes, I could see, and in the dark, there was so much light because I could see. I mean, it's pretty big when the man named Goenka says, after he finished day three, he said, okay, but tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow you will finally know the reality of who you are. I mean, when he said that, even if he hadn't really said anything, I started to cry because it had felt like I had been in the desert for so long and I didn't know if there was ever going to be water, that I've almost given up and I've almost fallen in love with going through the desert just to keep my mind off the fact that I haven't got water. See, I'm sounding weird again. I know. I'm very aware.
Makes sense. Like, you know, maybe that's why you had a fixation with Dune. Remember?
Maybe. And that's why I'm also in a desert state. These are no, these are.
Oh. Yeah.
And every time people are looking for themselves, they have to go through a wasteland. It's because as long as there are superstructures in your life, you're not going to look within. Why? There's no need. You're happy.
Yeah.
And it's really when you are tortured somehow that you are forced to look within. And so when he said that, that big promise, I was like, I started to cry because it doesn't look, don't believe me. Please don't. You need to experience it yourself. If there was ever a call for you that says, sorry, there are kisses being had on the screen.
I said, she's saying something important. Do not.
Konting tang lang naman.
A little bit of tongue here and there. yun ang classic na tongue, ina. Anyway, yeah, Al's been like, parang ano, pareho kaming baliw pag nag-usap. it feels like.
But you get it, right? I mean, people get each other that way.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that he had gone before because what he told me of his own experience was very helpful. So I can't even begin to tell you what happened. They are in the analogy would be living through my life these 50 years, so many things happened, right? Like really severe things that I don't know how I could have gone through and survived. But in each and everything that was so hard to go through, there was always wisdom. I had gleaned some pieces of the truth. And I know it. So for example, losing baby girl Ava. Now, I want people to never be afraid to mention her name to me. No matter what. Because the real truth of her death and her life to me was, oh my gosh, there's a way to be truly, truly present in love with someone. And how do I know that? Because at the time of my greatest pain as a mother, where I was about to lose my baby forever, I put aside my pain so I can be there for her and hold her. Because some people go berserk with that kind of scenario. But to know that I have it within me, that love can do that for you to say, I know this is heavy, I feel like breaking, but somehow my pain, I'll handle that another time. Because this little child needs me in this moment and I will be there for her. So there's the truth. That's one truth. The second of, let's say, of all four of us coming from different points of life. And when we had met for some reason or another, we couldn't find the conversation that we now have almost every week together. Which tells me you can never judge people for who they are because they are in the process of becoming. So you don't know whether they're becoming better or worse. All you know is that they're not done and neither are you. So if you want forgiveness and grace for yourself, you have to extend it for other people. If you know you've changed and you've changed for the better and you were not so good 10 years ago, then immediately you understand that people are doing the same thing. Third would be asking forgiveness from one of my brothers. It was so deep. Things had moved inside of me So there are these truths that I've collected, and they're huge. I never knew how they fit. But my instinct tells me they fit. It fits. I just don't know how, but I still have some time for that, for all of that to fall into place. And here was this man in this speaker in a very darkly lit room. And he was telling me exactly what I know for myself, not anyone else, to be true. And he told me, don't believe me because I said so. Don't believe it because the Buddha said so. Today, in this camp, you will experience it for yourself. And then you decide, because your salvation is yours to do. Oh my goodness. Ah, I don't know, but everything is falling. Everything is falling. Like clicking, 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 clicking. Even learning to deal with other people next to me who there was so much energy without words. So, like I said in the live recording, the reason why you don't speak is that, okay, we are removed from the reality of things, right? Because when you say friend, the sound friend is not jelly. It's not Monica and it's not Jude. That's just a word. So the friend is the human being. But we almost never see the connection because there's always a symbol. We never see reality for what it is because we're always one step, sometimes many steps away from the reality. We never face it. Without the speech, you are forced to look at each other. You are forced to feel the energy. And it's so loud. Even without words, people can hear you. You can hear others. And I think, I don't know if she's going to be listening, but the girl I was seated next to, she was coughing a bit much. She had an allergy or something. And so, kasi nasa tabi ko siya, nadidisturb ako. And dumaan sa isip ko na, ano ba to ang ingay? Thought about it. And then, because of the technique, you start to go, oh no, it's not her. It's me. How am I taking it? Because she's just doing what she needs to do. I need to do what I need to do. So what are you going to take with this thing that is coming up in your meditation? You have choices. And so I decided, okay. And I was able to meditate. Even if there was coughing. Now, day 10, when we were allowed to talk, she approached me and she said, I'm so sorry. Feeling ko kasi naisorbo kita, pasensya ka na, ha? Now, I told Monica this. I could have, in that moment, said, hindi, okay lang. Ako rin eh. Diba? I could have lied. With no bad intention, I could have lied. But for some reason, I said, no, tell her the truth. So I said, actually, oo. Nahirapan ako. Kasi bakit pa nahirap? Ano, umuubo siya? And then I realized, I'm the one who was taking what's happening as an irritation. It doesn't have to be because there are other sounds. The cicadas are singing, the crickets are all singing, but I'm not giving it attention. So it's not disturbing me. But for some reason, I've decided to take the coughing of my seatmate as a reason not to do what I'm supposed to do. So I told her, I'm so sorry, but I'm so glad that you talked to me. And then just moments like that, it feels like I'm being taught some big ass lesson, and I couldn't tell you what it is really. It's everything, everywhere, all at once. In my childhood, it's hit. In my teenager, it's hit. My parents, my relationship with my siblings, it's hit. It's all happening and I can't even recover. Kasi ano pa ako, para akong bangag. I feel like the snow globe. And Del is in the middle of this her world. And it seems the universe keeps shaking it. And it's like, and for as long as I'm looking to all the things that are falling around, I will be tossed. I will be jostled. But if I stay still and quiet and see things going on. Not because I like it, not because I don't like it, simply because it's there. It's the reality of this moment. Then I can find peace. If not peace, equanimity, which is for you to just be okay with whatever arises. That's what you're being taught. So day 10. I'm sorry if this is taking long, but...
No, we like it.
I found out that
the May 30 minutes ka pa.
Grabe. Pag naman. Pagod na. Pagod na si ma'am. No, when I came out, Monica didn't tell me because she wanted Tyler to tell me, but it seemed like a test talaga because I found out that the neighbor that we love so much here in Draper had died in his driveway, and my kid saw it, and it's pretty big, the death of him.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's pretty big. And I could hardly get a grip because I thought I had, kumbaga sa somebody who's trying to run a marathon, she made it to the finish line. So she thought it was over. And then the reality of life being what it is, which is just changing in every moment, it was a big change. So my neighbor Bill Brown passed away on January 21, and Tyler saw it. And so anyway, I approached my neighbor, the wife, and I told her, I said, "Carol, if I add all the minutes that I spoke with Bill, it wouldn't even last 10 hours. In the 4 years, 5 years that we've been living right across from you, it's not like I had a serious conversation, a deep one. It's not like we held hands and sang Kumbaya. Nothing. It was just, 'Hi, Del. How are the kids? Where's Tyler? Let me take you out to dinner and your family because Tyler's out. Or I have these extra tomatoes.' Nothing serious, but somehow you felt his love. And it was true for me and Tyler and our children. And it was so obvious during the funeral that he had touched so many lives, so many lives. And I don't know how he did it, because it's not like he was everywhere with people. But I suppose just what I had learned in the Vipassana, his vibration was just so strong. And such a loving man had come into our lives without us knowing that this great guy was going to be our neighbor. Tyler loves Bill a lot. A lot. That I knew because Bill had been getting sick, you know, with his back and everything, that my mind just jumped ahead and I knew that one of these days he will not be there and it will destroy my husband. And that day happened when I was not here and I was not around for my children or Tyler in the very difficult moment. And then I go, well, the reality as it is, I was out taking care of myself and they were there for a reason. They witnessed it for a reason. And I did not want to shield my children from a harsh reality of life. I talked to them, each one of them. Parker had, I think, the hardest time. He couldn't find it. He couldn't find the words. So I talked to them. I said, you know, this is why it's so important to be present with people. Because I don't know how Mr. Brown did it, but he showed us so much love. Without knowing it, he just crept into our hearts. And just like that, without our bidding, he is also gone. So you got to find the equanimity to say, thank you for having lived those 4 years with us, for sharing that goodwill. And though you really want to cling, I find myself wanting to cling. You have to let go because everything is changing. In every moment, the Jelly that I met in the live recording, the Jude and the Fran, is not the same people I am talking to right now. Things have happened to you that would have changed some perspective of yours or who you are in this moment. And I want to be a witness to every moment that I'm in front of you guys or anybody, even the ones I don't like, even the irritations. That's part of it. It's what's arising in your reality. So that's where I am. A lot of inarticulate thoughts that don't seem to fit, but somehow evokes very strong emotions in me. And I don't know what to do with it except look forward to a time in the morning where I can sit down, steady myself in the closet, close my eyes, and be quiet and breathe. And that's all I could ever do. And I don't know, honestly, what will it do, Del? Baka naman na nadala ka lang sa... Kasi you're in a different place and you're secluded, right? It's possible. These things crept up. But I can't disregard the fact that every time I spend just an hour by myself in the closet, quiet, looking within, truly looking within, even when my mind strays, I know I am able to come back. That whatever that hour will do, it does bring me some sort of evenness in my life that I couldn't find with my intellectualization of things. This is coming down into the body. And you can see that what you think affects how you feel long before you recognize the sensation. So bago ka pa umiyak sa podcast, alam na ng subconscious mo yan, eh. It's there. That's why in a moment, a tear could fall if somebody says the right combination of words. Your body knows. It's just there. So whatever appears, you need to honor it, whether you like it or not. But I am appearing and you are appearing here and I like it. That's it.
Ooh, it's too early. I'm crying.
I'm sorry. Ako rin eh.
Oh my. This is 1 week removed from Delamar stepping out of the 10-day retreat. And I think the processing will still go on. Del, no, this is just...
Yeah.
Hindi naman sa first pass, but you deal with this every day, right? I mean, the processing continues. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And Tyler and I are having conversations about it. And he's asking me what happened, and I'm trying to tell him without sounding insane, which is very hard.
Without him tuning out. Ah, yun ba yun?
Exactly. Because if this is not where you are in your life, it doesn't matter. But when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and so maybe he's not there. Maybe not even in this lifetime. And the difficulty I'm having
against them, diba?
No. That's why I feel like my mom, when she went, I feel like she, and whenever, like, Dell's asked her numerous times, what happens? How did it go? My mom, I always sense, though, my mom's a sharer, right? She likes to share. But when it comes to, like, certain experiences like that, she won't tell you, right? Because, one, she knows, just like Dell, when you talk about these things, you do sound a little off kilter. And then two, people will not get it. And my mom is also very, very smart. So she's like, her IQ is up there, and it's like, well, you won't get it. So I'm not going to tell you. You have to experience it for yourself, is her bottom line. Like, you just have to go through it. Right, no amount of me talking to you about it will make it make sense or enlighten you in any way, you know. And she did say that. She also, when Al was about to come out, she's like, he's going to have to process it. And she's like, maybe on the 6th or 7th, 8th day, he'll be able to tell you what he went through or how he feels about it and stuff like that. So that is really very accurate that it is continuous, and it's something that you shouldn't force to try to explain to anybody, especially, you know. Yeah, it's really like what happened? How'd it go? What did you learn? It's really not like that.
Not at all. And if I were to tell you what happened to me, it's not in any way any indication of what will happen to you.
Correct.
Because you're in a totally different, like, Al's experience is so different from my experience.
Yes, yes.
And I've really learned just in the way that he talked to me, because whatever the technique is that you're taught, he got it. He did it. He did it. I didn't do it. Mm-mm. I know the technique. I know what I'm supposed to do. But for whatever reason, my path is to not experience it in the camp. I experienced it in bits and pieces, but never like the way that they had envisioned it, which is when you're sitting down. But I was having all of these freaky moments. And one of them was when I closed my eyes, I told Fran this. You know, I can't really see myself when I close my eyes and picture me, because some meditations are like that, but you're supposed to imagine yourself. I can't. My face, I can't ever see myself. It's always a rough form, head and arms and dress and hair. But the details of my face, I could never see. And then one day in meditation, it was a flash. And I saw her. And I had seen her. And I don't know how long it was. It seemed long, but I think it was very quick. And I saw my eyes. And how it looked out into the world. And I saw love. Just a genuine love looking out into the world. And she's so beautiful. And I don't mean physically. You can tell a lot by how people look out into the world. Makikita mo yung mga taong quizzical sa worth mo. Parang, sino ka ba? Ano bang pangalan mo? Ano bang suot mo? Itotal nga natin. Yung watch, yung bag, yung ano. May mga tao, one look, you know that they're doing that, right? May mga tao na takot to connect. They hardly want to look at you. They will have to look away, or you can know, you learn a lot about people this way. And when I saw myself, I was very, very I was very touched at the love that was looking out into those eyes. And that I could have missed it, being myself, was really sad. But also, now that I see me, I don't know what I'm so critical about. Because there's no criticism for anyone, not for myself, not for others. Even when you make a, even if you lost your engagement ring. You know, people do stupid things, right? I would have beaten myself a long time ago for that. But there was so much grace coming out of me, not just for others, but even for myself. So in all sorts of ways, whether it's psychological, whatever level, but my feeling and the way I am telling people about my experiences, it's kind of deep. It's deep in a way that I had always known it to be. But the truth is so obvious. We miss it so much. And it's there in front of us. It's in us. The truth is in you, and you have no idea. And you're, when you're not ready, you're not going to ask that question. But if you're listening to this podcast, and for some reason or other, you have found yourself asking that question again and again, and whatever you do, you can't distract yourself away from that, then you tell your mind, lead me. I want to know the truth, or I want to, whatever it is your question is, say it out loud. And trust me, if we go by algorithm, the algorithm's going to find you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. That makes sense. What a great analogy.
Yun.
Oi? Jelly, how are you feeling?
Ganda.
You know where you're no, under man. The weather, so.
Oh.
Having such a hard time breathing, so I have to breathe through my mouth, and that's why I'm not talking. But from blowing my nose so much, I'm dizzy. I just
want
I just want to share this. This is something that's embarrassing. So this is throwing us completely off key from Del's sharing. But one thing I need to be conscious of whenever I'm blowing my nose, sometimes it doesn't end up on the tissue.
Where does it go?
Like you project it so hard, it's either on your lap, it's on the surface. That's why I'm always so conscious.
That's a lot of pressure right there.
That's a lot of pressure. Kaya pala nahihilo
ka. Yeah, because that's the only way I can actually clear it up so I can breathe.
Nag-netipat ka na, sorry.
Especially at night. Oh my God. I'm like just begging na parang please, I just want to go to sleep. And allergologists are hard to come by.
Yeah.
For some reason. Mm-hmm. Like I was in touch with one, and the secretary was asking, is this for immunology or allergology? I'm like, allergology. Oh, the doctor's not doing that right now. Can I just refer you to somebody else? So I get in touch with this somebody else, and oh, they're only doing clinics at these times, and fully booked na po kami. Na parang, oh my God, seryoso ba kayo? Guys, hirap na akong, hindi na ako nakakatulog sa gabi, hindi na ako nakakahinga. Can you please just let me see the doctor? Ay, sorry ma'am, I'll set you an appointment for next week. Parang, like, God,
ano yan, teleconsult pa lang o
no,
in-person?
No, I'm going to in-person. Pero, like, it's that difficult to book an appointment with an allergologist.
Mm-hmm. You're still without one.
Bakit?
Well, I have one now. This is the next week that I was booked for. So I have one tomorrow. It kept getting moved from 2 p.m. to 2:30. Now it's at 3.
Tomorrow.
I'm just gonna show up there, and they can't do anything anymore because I'm already there. Because it's really affecting my life already. Because I'm not able to sleep.
What about Juliana?
And everyone. She hates it that when she wakes up, I'm not beside her because I can't stay in an air conditioned room. And I thought it was the air conditioning. I got the air conditioning all cleaned. I would sleep without air conditioning, but it's still clogged.
Is it changing the weather because it's been you know, I have no idea. Really.
No idea. I'm just praying that the allergologist that I will come across is not the type of doctor who's just going to prescribe all these meds to deal with a symptom. I'd rather come across a doctor who's going to really nail it down to what the irritant is that's causing this. Because I don't want to be on meds.
Right. Doc Jake, anong sabi niya? Alam niya yan.
Si Doc Jake.
Galing na ako doon. The one, what I've been sniffing all throughout our recording is something that he recommended. Okay, it's so good. This is like turmeric and... So it's turmeric, pili, citrus, mint, lemongrass. It's like a really good hit. Ooh, like, get a new feeling mo.
Binubukas. Really good stuff. Binubukas yung ano.
Pero right after that,
But you have to. Are you okay when you're outside? Does this just really happen to you at home?
That's what I was thinking. Like, is this just because of the air conditioning? I turned off the aircon. I slept with the fan. It's still there. Even when I'm out, it's still there. So I don't know what it is. I thought it was Noodle, our cat, because I haven't been exposed to a cat for several years, but it's not. I have to breathe through my mouth because my nose is just all clogged up.
Wait, what about the other people in the house? Are they experiencing the same thing or no? Ikaw lang.
Prior to this, Juliana, I've been having this allergy thing for about 3 weeks now. Juliana's been sick. She had an eye infection. She's been coughing, but it's just the two of us. Rhoda hasn't been in town. He's been traveling quite a lot. Ate Luz is fine. So I really don't know what it is. I'll find out tomorrow.
Have you done a deep cleaning of your environment?
That's what I'm doing now. That's what I'm doing now.
So are you walking with a mask on?
No. No. Yeah. You should.
Because it's already hard enough to breathe.
To breathe. She can't breathe.
So with a mask on, it's doubly difficult.
Pero if you did, kasi baka it will stop the allergen from coming in. So maybe initially, you'd have a hard time. But with stopping the allergens from making contact, it might actually, if you wait an hour or two, baka it will
ease. I thought about that. I slept with a mask on, hoping that it would just, you know, make the symptoms less. Yeah. But wala pa rin. Like I slept with it on. So that was several hours. Wala pa rin talaga. So it's in me. The irritant is in me. I am irritated with myself. I don't know.
Oh my God. Yung host.
Kailangan mo ng house. You need a house. Si house. The doctor.
The doctor. To figure it out.
Oh, yes.
I
wonder what it is.
She should try a neti pot. I'm going to channel my mom. Neti pot. Have you tried a neti pot jelly? It's obviously a nasal irrigation, and it will, I think, if it's in you,
flush it out.
Because I've put myself in different environments. And
but I feel that, I see it in your background. You have lots of stuffed toys. You have a lot of books. Yeah. You have a plant there. You have stuff. So these things accumulate a lot of dust or dander that maybe on the surface you won't see it. But it's there. So really deep clean, even to the point of maybe hiring somebody to just kind of disinfect the place, scrub it down, vacuum it. Kasi, let's say, you know, I mean, you'll go to the doctor, he'll do a blood test, but that'll only go so far. And most doctors will just prescribe you some meds. So if it's happening in your house and you cannot breathe, feeling ko talaga, even the rugs, you know, sponges,
the walls.
Check
the walls. I was telling Del when we met up after she got out of Vipassana that I just really need to clean up house. I am going to schedule that deep cleaning, but first I need to get rid of things. Because even if they do the deep cleaning, if I still have these things that will gather all this dust and dirt, you know, this will just recur. And I don't want it to. So that's why on my IG, I've been posting the things I'm getting rid of just because. And I think that's probably one of the irritants as well. There's just too many things in the house.
Yes.
So I am getting rid of it. And, and I'm realizing, like, I'm complaining that I don't have enough storage space. But when I look at my storage, it's being occupied by things I am not using.
Yeah.
By things that have expired.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yes. So,
yeah.
I'm seeing all that. Yes, and I think the reason why the symptoms are so bad right now, it's because I am just overwhelmed with just
stuff.
Yes. Like I am
there
just so irritated by all of it.
There you go. That's you're what's purging. Stuffing you up.
Yeah.
You're stuffed because you have too much stuff.
Yeah. You're purging.
You gotta, Oh, the one thing, I think it was you, Jelly, who mentioned it. She's like, oh, your house is so clean. You don't have, I know, anybody to help you. The only reason why my house is manageable is because I got rid of a lot of things. Like, it is, I mean, if you can even say, it's bare minimum. Like, whatever we have is what we need. You know,
minimalism is the way to go.
Is what I use. And then that's it. That's it. Even with David's toys, my clothes, I'm like, okay, it's okay. I wear the same things. If I could, you know, yeah, Zuckerberg know, yeah. has something yes. on there, right? If I'd wear
you're
the same
Zuckerberg
thing every
your
day.
Closet.
Yeah, because less things to worry about, less things to clean. And that's how this house stays, you know, manageable. And that's how I can invite people over. I mean, I don't care. Like, you're going to eat from paper plates. Okay lang.
Oh, kasi,
paper diba? Cups. Diba? Kasi, I mean, and that's it. It's just minimal.
Yeah.
Japanese living. It's cool.
Yes.
You know?
That's the goal before February 10.
Nah, oh, good luck.
Okay. Good luck, girl.
Why is it that date?
Because it's Chinese New Year. I want to clean up before then because they believe that once the Lunar New Year comes in, you're not supposed to be cleaning up at least for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So you do the cleaning before February 10, and then on the day itself, you don't sweep, you don't clean.
Okay.
Parang,
thank you.
Good that you
luck.
Told
me.
Okay. So maglinis ka na ng husto ngayon. Do your spring cleaning and purging decluttering now.
Even the haircut.
Cutting hair, yeah.
New clothes. Okay. Yeah.
New underwear.
Make sure you have money in your wallet, like cash and coins.
I have cash in my wallet.
Cash and coins. Have money in your pockets.
And then
tell me more.
Have all the round fruits. All the round fruits on your table.
I'll collect all the lucky stars. It's like that, right?
Ideally 12. 12 round fruits. One fruit for every month.
But that's like New Year also, right? I mean. I cheat and I put a pineapple. Dami ice. Okay na yan.
Ako kalamansi. Kalamansi galing kay Monica.
Did you get? Did Ellie give you? I hope. Did he? Very
good. It was in my luggage. Without me knowing
it.
Without me knowing it.
Well done.
Nakalusot yung mga dried pusit and dried
Oh my
danggit.
Gosh, can I just tell you? I know my kids love me a lot. Pero na talagang ayun ang hangganan ng pagmamahal nila. Yung amoy ng pusit. Oh my gosh. They could not stand it.
Lubos na yung sa akin, Jelly.
And that's not even the kind that stinks, ha? It's not even
much. No, I told
much.
You. It's strong. That's the strong one. Yung danggit hindi sobrang strong. It was the pusit.
It was the pusit. 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 Yeah. Ganon.
But masarap siya.
Okay,
masarap
siya. Na.
No, kasi hindi na ako pinagluluto eh. Yan na lang. Kainin mo. Tsaka bahaw. Huwag ka na magano. Magkamay ka na lang. Meron na.
Jude, alam mo, what I do, I make fried rice. So lots of butter and garlic.
Yeah.
And then I'll put corn and peas. And then saute it until it's really like, it releases its sweetness. Then you put the rice, soy sauce, sesame, etc. With the pusit, ilalagay mo yung pusit sa pan.
Aminix mo na.
Sarap.
Ininit mo pa rin.
Oo nga.
Yes. Now, wag masyado. Just maybe about 3 minutes. And then keep, parang binubusa mo siya eh.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
pag masyado. Ayun, ang sarap. Ang sarap. Masusuntok mo yung lola mo sa sarap.
si Lola.
Kawa si Lola. Ang sarap kasi talaga, as in.
Hindi ko pa nabuksan yung danggit.
Speaking of Lolas, I got sad when I saw one of the Instagram Lolas passed away. So there's this Filipino who's based in the US who's been a full-time caregiver of his Lola. His name is Chris Punzalan.
Chris Punzalan.
Yeah, uh-huh. He really takes such good care of his Lola. And she passed away. Because he shared his Lolo with the world and he's like, oh, she's gone.
Stop. So emotional. Alam mo, last week pa, I shared with the gang that I'm super fatigued and I don't know why. You know, I'm just fatigued. I go out and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Like, and then no coffee will help.
Help. You know?
And I feel like, and I'm doing it in spurts, but I feel like there has to be some huge, huge cathartic cry happening in my near future because like I'm crying in these little bits. Like my friend, I sent it to Dell actually. My friend had randomly sent me a YouTube link of...
Joni Mitchell.
I'm having a brain fart. Yes, Joni Mitchell.
Both okay. Now.
But old, not Joni Mitchell, huh? When she performed with Carlisle. Oh, what's her name? Brandi Carlisle at an outdoor concert. And it was her song. I'm sorry. What's the song again?
Like, brain fart. Both Sides Now.
Both Sides Now. That'll get you for sure.
I know, but usually... I was like, okay, people, you know, she sent me this link and she's like, you know, I shed tears this morning. Joni Mitchell made me shed tears this morning. And I'm like, okay, I didn't watch it on my phone. I watched it on my Mac, big screen, nice speaker.
Oh my
God. I fucking bawled. It was just like this. It went down
you
my skin.
You set it up,
crying. No, but it was so good, yeah. Right? I was like,
cathartic.
At first, the intro of the notes palang. I was like, oh, she didn't even start singing.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, wait, I have to share these tears with people. So I sent it to Dell. I sent it to F. I accidentally, and it was on my dad's birthday, I accidentally sent it to my dad.
Oh
it,
my
was for,
gosh.
It was for Dada, but I sent it to my daddy. And he's like, oh, I like this. It's my time.
It's great that you've discovered it. But then for maximum effect, you just try to search for all the versions of the cover versions. But
hers was haunting. Hers as she was 90.
This is woman has already
lived
much longer. So whatever version she had done it the first time, that woman is not the same woman that's singing in the version that, it's totally.
For sure. Wait, I'm sorry. Has she passed? Is she still alive?
No, she's still
Joni
alive.
Sundale. She's still alive.
Much,
okay.
Let me see.
Very much so. But because she had that brain aneurysm, she had a brain aneurysm and then they didn't think that she'd be able to sing again and then she did and that was the surprise of that concert with Brandi Carlisle. So just the song and her singing, her voice. Oh my God. And like Del sharing today. Oh my God. So there's something. There's something, I don't know what it is, that is making me tired and making me like, and I need to let it out.
You need a good cry.
I need a good cry.
Mall
of Asia.
Mall of Asia?
But sa ano, yung Ferris
wheel. Ayoko, I'm over that. I'm done. Over it. It's just a funny memory in my past. But there's something and I don't know what. And it's been there since like December, you know. I'm thinking maybe it's all the shit that's happened with business and stuff and it's ended, right? But I know the future seems right now for me kind of scary and I think that's what's causing me anxiety. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do try to bring myself back to like, okay, this is today. This is what you have today in front of you. Because if I think too far ahead, wala na, I'm going to be in that
lalamunin ka na.
Fucked up headspace.
Yeah.
Gets me anxious about so many things.
Yeah.
Kailangan mo magpa-truk. Tapos makita natin yung dugo mo itim. Tapos. Ayun eh. Ganon. Okay, ganon. Oh, magiging.
Ganon.
Yeah, ganon yun eh. If that's what you feel, and then if you get, maybe. You know, treatment.
Oh.
You'll see your dried blood. Why is it black? And that's the stuff that's in you that's toxic.
Oh. So, man. I don't know. But I'm on the path to figure it out.
Before we finish off this episode, thanks to everybody. Let me just, before I forget, I'm sure you guys who showed up for the live show recording.
Yes.
Because we never know when the next one will be with all four of us in attendance, including everybody who made the time and effort to show up and participate. Not only that, but also, you know, get behind the mic or just look at us wordlessly.
I know.
I'm sure Jelly knows all of their names.
Yes.
So she will probably be the one to thank you individually, but you know, collectively, again, one for the books. Nag-abala pa kayo ng mga gifts.
Especially Obet. So Obet, thank you so much. He brought lots of pastries, not just for us.
Masarap
he brought
yun.
It for the TPN staff.
Ang
thank you so much, Obet. And thank you for ending our second episode on a fantastic note with your totga thoughts. A lot of people could relate to that. Yes, Joe brought his home-cooked salmon. And then Jay Barameda gave us the laing and the santol. Oh, my goodness. And he has his the reading that they're doing for The Little Women that's happening this February. Mm-hmm. So check out Jay Barameda's post for the schedule, where it's going to be. I believe it's starting February 11th. Yes, MJ brought us goodies. Actually, whether they brought goodies or not, we are just grateful that, you know, they came by. I don't have the list. It's outside of the room. But thank you so much to all of you for really taking time out, for getting a leave just to go see us. We appreciate you.
Padala nung sis Candy. Kay dalawa.
Oh, yeah. Si Eve. Eve. Yeah.
Oh, Eve. Pala. Thank you.
I'll read his note because that came with a note.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I should have read it dapat dun sa live.
Yeah.
But let me get it from my luggage and I'll read it. It's very sweet, yung kay Eve.
Salamat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eve.
Memories.
Sarap nga. I would never buy that for myself. So thank you, Eve.
You know, my favorite is the almond nougat in dark chocolate ng sis Mike. Sarap.
I think I have that here. I haven't opened both boxes of the See's candies.
Oh my.
That's another thing I discovered while decluttering. I had to throw away heaps of unopened chocolates.
Oh. No.
Pwede pa yun.
Some of them were like with my favorites. It had fruits and nuts or nuts and oh my gosh, talaga
sa fridge. Pwede pa yun.
Talaga, wala, natapong ko na.
May, pero, ang saya nung ano.
Like 2020 pa.
Pero pag nasa freezer, ano.
Patry mo muna si Rodan.
No, pwede pa yun.
Tapos.
If he's okay.
Oh no, Jels, what if you're allergic to chocolate? Oh no.
No, sacrilege, heresy. Don't even say that.
Speaking of thank you, there is somebody, wait, let me just get her name on Instagram, along with Dr. May. They gave us those...
quick fix.
Yeah, the...
quick fix.
The quicks.
The Camille... Yeah, the quicks.
Camilo-san, the quicks.
Can I just say... What they gave us, it's a spray. It's a powder spray that you spray into your nostril if you feel like you're about to get a cold or you want to protect yourself from, let's say you're going out there and you feel like people are sick.
Oh.
You spray the thing up your nostril and it's supposed to catch the viruses.
It works?
It has saved me for a couple of nights.
Okay.
So I brought it to... the Vipassana, just because I didn't want to get sick. I was very, very mindful na ayoko magkasakit kasi I still want to be, I want to go home in time.
Tina X?
Yes,
I think it's Tina.
I'm trying to look for her exact name.
And you used it in Chaong, Del.
No, I wasn't. Kasi hindi ako nagkasakit. Pero just knowing that, and then I kept reading it. And then Jelly used it. It's so try it.
Nice.
You have it. It's in a box, I think, or a little pouch.
I have, yeah. I found
it's a pouch,
it.
Also,
Ina
pouch.
Gave us some stuff.
Yeah, salama.
It was
UP
just
fight.
A very special, special time. It was so special to have that moment with you guys.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And TPN, you know, it was like, there was such good vibes.
Good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes. They were really taking care of everything that needed to be taken care of, like people and us and answering the questions.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Thank you, guys. Oh, so I'm going to bring it back to a show that I'm watching, True Detective. Okay, you haven't started it, Del. I don't know. Jude, have you?
Yeah. Jodie Foster.
Okay. I don't know if it's a thing that Jelly likes it. Jodie Foster's so hot. She's so beautiful. She's so... I'm like, what the heck?
And she has a sex scene.
Really?
She's so
like,
hot for anybody.
She has a sex scene. I know.
I'm looking at her.
I'm a sex-crazed woman.
I know. Yeah. In the show, she is. She is. So the thing is, she asked, she's a detective, right? In Ennis. This Alaskan town, and they're trying to obviously solve this mystery murder, but her way is, she goes, what's the question? Ask the question. And she goes, no, you're asking the wrong question. What's the question? Oh, I love it. And that applies to not just solving freaky Alaskan murders, but to your life. Ask yourself, what is the question? The right question.
Anyway, that's truly how I feel about my thesis professor. I learned that from him, and he said, the best thing you can do about your life is not finding the answers, but asking the right questions. So whatever it is that you really need to know at the bottom of who you are, whether that's a soul or just a throbbing brain, but if there's a question, you must ask it of yourself and know. And trust me, life will answer you. It will answer you.
Yeah, it will. It will.
So go ahead.
I love it.
Oh, Jelly Pabon.
Yes, I have her name. I finally
I
have
read
her
it in
name.
Your face,
so Christine. I don't know how to pronounce her surname, darling. I apologize
Weezer,
if I
Weezer.
Murder it. Weezer. I would say, so Christine Weezer or Tina X Sanakai and Dr. May Hamito. May was supposed to be part of the live recording, but she still ended up in a meeting, so she didn't make it. But Tina handed us the Quix. So it's Quixx, allergy blocker. Now, I just need to let you know, when you spray it, it feels like nothing's going in. Okay? So you're supposed to put the nozzle into your nostril and then squeeze it and then inhale gently. Okay. Don't do what I did. Because I felt it went straight up to my nose. I felt like it went straight up to my brain because I just like snorted it. So you're supposed to inhale gently. And it will feel like there's nothing. So the first time I used, I'm like, meron bang pumasok? So I probably like
did it again?
Four times.
Oh my God!
Nagustuhan mo, Jelly.
Kasi nga, it really feels like there's nothing. So I kept spraying. And I'm like, butas na ba to? And then I did that. And then just one... There was like a lot of powder. I'm like, holy crap. So all of that went into my nose already. So
yeah.
If you use it,
kaya pala kumana.
Blocked. Walled off.
Blocked.
Yeah. So just trust that the powder went in. So you just need to sniff or inhale gently. Don't do what I did. But it really is effective. So it's
I have a question.
The Quix allergy blocker.
So when you do that, because you did that, diba, ang dami mong spin ray, does it affect the quality of your booger the next day? Like, do you see?
We'll
noticed that it was pretty... No, I have checked because I was curious.
Yeah.
It was pretty much the same. So it's not like it changed
you know,
or
you
anything.
See,
so I really have no idea how it works, but it's fantastic. So it's really recommended for people who feel like they're about to come down with something or maybe, you know, they're just going to be subjected to a lot of people who are maybe ill or, you know, you're out in public. Just, it's cool.
Nilabas ko talaga siya. Dinala ko siya sa Chaong. Dinala ko siya sa ano, sa, on my flight.
On, yeah, that would be a good place.
That
to,
would be, yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Travels. So check it out. Quicks.
Q-U-I-X-X. You have that already.
Deepa, I have to.
No, no.
That's a surprisingly holdovers. Thank you, Barack Obama, for recommending and giving it a push that it needed because it...
Paul Giamatti.
Oh, Paul. Wait, where is that? What platform?
The Obama platform. Netflix yata.
Wala siya sa Netflix. Oh, Amazon? I don't know. Well, it's somewhere there.
I will start all of these after February 10.
Maglilinis muna ako.
Maglilinis muna sa
major cleanup. Pero ako rin eh, yan ang ano ko ngayon. Linis ako ng linis everywhere. Everywhere.
I'm not gonna be on Instagram or sometimes when I do take a break, you'll know that I'm taking a break from cleaning up because sunod-sunod yung reposts ko of either dogs, cats, or something that's uplifting.
Oh, I have noticed that. Yes.
You'll know and she's taking a break.
You've posted some gems, super cute ones. And now my algorithm is like, okay, so my algorithm now, because I click on them because I want to watch the rest of the post that Jelly reposts, right? So my algorithm now is Jungkook, cute puppies and cats, and like food recipes. That's my algorithm.
That's Monica's life right now.
So... You know, hey, influx. That's all I can say.
Well, there's an influx of so many things in our lives, it seems, at the start of 2024. Oh my gosh, heaven help us. Give us strength until December to do all the things we need to do and face the things we need to face. Anyway, that seems to be what episode 215 is about. It's been more than an hour of chatting. We hope you got something. We got something, maybe more than what we bargained for in talking to each other every week or whenever we can. But thank you for joining us for episode 215. On behalf of Monica Francesca, Jelly Victor, and Jude Rancha, my name is Delamar. We'll be back next time for another episode of The Eavesdrop. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.